This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Brewster County, out in the way west part of Texas, is the biggest county in that state by area. A whole lot of it, of course, rural. And as in much of rural America, healthcare is a limited resource in big parts of Brewster County in normal times, more so now, since there is actually some doubt there about whether an ambulance is going to show up if you call 911. Local governments are, of course, working on that, but as Marfa Public Radio's Travis Bubenik reports, building an EMS crew from scratch out in rural Texas is way, way easier said than done.
Jessica Scudder, a native of small-town Alpine, Texas, had a pretty unique childhood.
I grew up around ambulances. For a very long time, the ambulance office was our house.
Her father, Mike Scudder, ran the town's only ambulance company for decades. But after he recently died, the company closed up shop. So officials here are now trying to answer an urgent question. Who's going to respond when somebody calls 911? One of the people working on that is Greg Hennington.
This is our EMS station here.
Hennington's the Terlingua EMS and fire chief. He shows me around the emergency services building in Terlingua, Alpine's neighbor by West Texas standards, but still a good hour and a half away.
So we've got four full-time EMS personnel, plus myself, so there's five of us.
EMS crews in this rugged part of Texas cover a lot of ground. Brewster County alone spans 6,200 square miles of Chihuahuan Desert terrain. Hennington's small ambulance team used to cover just the southern half of the county. Now, since the other crews shut down, they're covering the whole thing.
And we have put a limit on it because it is stretching us pretty tightly.
Hennington, who's currently running for local office as a Republican, has told officials he's down to help out until the end of April. He's now leading a task force focused on finding a new ambulance provider for the county's northern half by that deadline.
There is an urgency to get this done. You know, we're holding it together, but we don't want to do it forever.
The task force is trying to pick between a couple options. The county could start its own ambulance service, or officials could try to recruit a new private company. But EMS experts say there's not much incentive for companies to move into new rural areas.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's the best business model out there.
Brent Smith heads up the trade group Texas EMS Alliance. He says ambulance providers get paid every time they transport somebody. So companies in sparsely populated areas just can't make enough trips to turn a profit.
If there's a local governmental entity that's thinking about, well, we're going to have to fill a void, they just need to come to the realization that it's not a lucrative business and they're going to have to spend some money to do it.
Starting an ambulance service isn't cheap for anyone. In Texas, grants and state funding can help, but the state trade group says ambulances cost about $125,000. Hiring's a challenge too. EMS crews across the country are struggling with pandemic-related burnout and staffing shortages. It's such a problem that Texas lawmakers recently allocated about $22 million for EMS recruitment efforts, particularly in rural and underserved areas. Despite the challenges, the county's top official, Democrat Elias Arcano, has promised at public meetings that there won't be a gap in ambulance services.
That will never happen. We'll figure out a way to keep the ball rolling.
The county's task force is leaning toward the government-run ambulance provider option, but officials haven't reached a final decision yet. In Marfa, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.